And it is time to introduce you to Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. Matt, of course, does the Neuron Report. And give me one moment here. For some reason, I am not yet queued up. Of course, he is a guy who is, he has survived going off a 30-foot bridge when he was 19 years old with a drunk driver driving him off the bridge. He went through the windshield of a Volkswagen Beetle, smashed his head into the concrete down below, and he was in a coma for 3 months, survived the coma, and now his life's mission is to make people aware of head trauma. And he has done an incredible job, speaks all the time. And let's get it going right now. Here it is, Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma with the Neuron Report. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, my fellow listeners. Yeah, and poor man.
Yeah, so you've been pretty busy giving speeches all over the place.
Yeah, everything's going good. I just spoke to 150 people that got DUIs, and it's getting better. My flow's getting better, and I sang the After Forever by Black Sabbath to them. They kind of dug it.
That's tremendous. All right, well, with your Neuron Report, we have Ivy.
Yeah, we have a special guest, Ivy, today. She was on before it was the Neuron Report, but I would just like to get her on for her to explain her little tragedy that she went through with just, I think it was water.
Ivy, okay. Good morning to you, Ivy.
Good morning to you.
And where are you calling from?
From Boulder City, Arizona.
Fantastic. You are on with Matthew Thomas and the Neuron Report. Matt, take it away.
Heidi, all right. Not Heidi, Ivy. Sorry about that, Ivy. But how you doing? Everything good?
Oh, yeah, everything's great. It's sunny in Boulder City.
Okay, now we went over your story before, but now you're on the Neuron Report, and we can explain how you dipped into a coma.
Well, I was waiting at the doctor's office. Dr. Salamatin's over at the Palo Verde Medical Center, and it was in the heat of the summer. And I had about an hour to wait, so I went over to Walmart, bought a case of water, and while I was in the parking lot, I think I consumed about a half a case of water. And I never made it to the appointment. I got real dizzy. And it was like driving a boat all the way home. You know, I was like, my car was like a boat. It was like rocking back and forth, and it was a miracle I made it home. But when I did get home, I was throwing up profusely, like Linda Blair and The Exorcist. You know, the green stuff, well, mine was water. And so what happened was my husband finally called 911. They shipped me over to Warm Sea, and they my clothes were so tight they had to cut my clothes off, and I don't know what they did, but I was in a coma for like 2 days, and for some reason they were able to revive me at Warm Sea. So I want to thank Warm Sea for the good medical care that I received there. And I mean, I made it, and if it wasn't for my husband calling 911 and the good medical care that I received at Warm Sea at Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, I wouldn't be alive today to tell this story. So I'm very grateful.
Yes, that is so true.
So, water can go two ways. If you don't have enough water, you can dehydrate and die. If you have too much water, you know, that's the adverse effect that it had on me. So
yeah,
you have to be...
Yeah, Matt, any comments to Ivy?
Yeah, and see, it affects, how did the two-day coma, that's like, if poor man was gone for 2 days, everyone would miss him, but you were in a coma for 2 days. Did that affect any of your mind at all, like, severely?
No, it didn't. Luckily, I was lucky that my husband called 911 in time, and yeah. I got the good medical care at Warm Sea. It didn't change my thought processes, or it didn't do any brain damage to me, thank God. So, I mean,
it was a short stay. I mean, that's still a long stay, 2 days. Just imagine being out for 2 days. What would happen?
I've been out for two days sleeping.
Did you, no therapy, no nothing, just got out of a coma and then came home?
No, I was they had me on an IV for a few days, you know, to get my fluids, my body fluids back to normal. Then they released me from the hospital.
How long ago was this that this happened?
Let me see. Art, do you remember how long ago it happened? Yeah, my husband said, my husband Art, he said about 5 years ago.
And you haven't suffered any residual effects?
No, I mean, the body has the amazing capacity to heal itself and restore itself without a lot of drug intervention, and that's what happened to me. So.
You know, I got a quick question, if you don't mind. Two quick questions. Why you bought a case of water at the store and you drank half the case? What is that, like 10 or 12 bottles of water?
I'm not sure if I bought a 24 pack or a 32 pack at Walmart.
That's the first thing. How come you drank so much water in the first place?
Well, I was in my car waiting for the appointment, and
didn't think it would hurt.
I was overheated, you know, and my mouth was dry. The initial reaction was to hydrate myself, but it was too much, you know. Everybody has to listen to their bodies, but I went over the limit because I was enclosed in my hot car. You know, I didn't have the windows rolled. I don't know. It was just, you know, when you get hot in the summertime and you're overheated, it throws everything off your thought process.
Plus you're in Arizona.
So
yeah, plus you're in Bullhead City where it's like 110 sometimes there.
Sometimes it gets up to 120, 125. Right.
The other quick question I had for you, you said your husband had to cut your clothes off because they were so tight. Was that because of all the water?
No, when I got to the hospital in the ER, they had to take a scissors and cut my clothes off.
Why is that?
I don't know. Do you know why they cut my clothes off, Art?
You had swollen or something?
I have no idea, but I guess my jeans were so tight that they had to put tubes in me or something, you know, to rehydrate me.
Yeah, it sounds like you were one of the lucky ones. What do you think, Matt? You having been in a coma for 3 months?
Yes, she's still unlucky because of what happened, but she's blessed to come back and, like how she said, able to talk about it and give her opinion and tell people not to drink, 12 bottles of water when it's 120 out. You know, I mean, yeah. I would be drinking a lot of water too, but that she had a capacity. That was great. I've never been. Our record high down here in Newport is like 85, and we're complaining.
It's been 90s occasionally.
Yeah, and then we're really complaining. Then I have to open up two more windows.
Oh, you're in Newport Beach?
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice down there. You got the ocean breeze. He said he gets up to 85.
So, Matt.
Yeah, well.
Matt,
enjoy the ocean breeze for all of us residents who are suffering from the hellish weather, 120 degree weather.
Good grief!
And humidity, it makes it worse.
So, Matt, in summation of Ivy being on the Neuron Report.
I wanted to bring this out, and no one would ever think water could do this, but it can. And so, if you think you know. You're stepping in these different worlds. That's what I want this to be. Anyone out there with anything, any possibility that they have of being in a different situation with a different situation, to bring forward to all of our listeners about the situation that we thought we wouldn't be in. But here we are talking on the Neuron Report.
And tell people how they can get in touch with you real quick.
Oh, yes. And if you could, you can reach me at 949-375-1178. I'll say that again, 949-375-1178. And if you want to go to my website, please type in positive-matters.org.
All right. What were you going to say, Ivy?
Oh, yeah, another topic of interest, I think, would be of value to hear about is when people don't get enough sleep, what happens to, you know, that is, I think that would be a good topic to talk about, Matt.
So. Yeah, that'd be good. We gotta look into it. When we'll get them to call me because they're awake.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Ivy.
Okay.
Ivy, thank you very much. I'll call and touch base with you later. Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, and tell your husband thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
All right, Matt. Hang on. I'm going to give you an instant request with our musical theme of the day. Things that you sit on. Keep it clean, Matt.
I will.